From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new surge in radiation from the badly damaged nuclear power facility in Japan has forced the temporary withdrawal of the skeleton crew of workers there. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yukio Edeno, speaking through an interpreter, says new efforts will be made to cool the reactors at the facility.
We are making preparations to cool down the reactors. The water has not been injected yet, but preparation is now underway.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris joins us from Tokyo with word that plans to have military helicopters dump water on the complex to cool down those reactors have been abandoned, at least for now.
Well, Craig, officials have been skeptical from the start about this operation, whether it would work, but the Japan Air Force was prepared to go ahead anyway this morning. But according to Japan's national broadcaster, one overflight with a helicopter determined that the radiation levels were still too high. It was too dangerous for them to fly over the reactors. So they either are going to wait, keep an eye on that, I guess, and see if they can try this again later. Officials say they are continuing to work on efforts to deliver water to the reactors through hoses on the ground and so on.
And what do we know about the condition of the reactors there today?
It's hard to get a completely straight and correct story about this, but what I can tell you is there was apparently a second fire in one of them today. They can't get inside, so they can't tell if it's out or not, but they can't see a fire anymore. There's also steam rising from another reactor. This was one that had suffered an explosion earlier in the week, and obviously something of concern is going on there, but exactly what, people aren't sure.
Thanks, Richard. That's NPR's Richard Harris reporting from Tokyo. The House has passed another stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government operating, this time for 3 weeks. NPR's Scott Horsley says the White House is urging the Senate to follow suit while calling on lawmakers to find common ground on a longer-term budget solution.
The White House says by keeping the government's lights on, the 3-week spending bill passed by the House gives lawmakers some breathing room to negotiate a budget for the rest of the fiscal year. But administration spokesman Jay Carney said in a statement the government cannot continue to operate with the threat of a shutdown every 2 to 3 weeks. The White House is calling on Democrats and Republicans to find common ground on a budget. Carney says that will include more spending cuts, though the president insists he won't go along with cuts to priority programs he considers critical to making the country more competitive. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Riot police and soldiers in Bahrain have been driving anti-government protesters out of the main square of the capital, at least 6 people reportedly killed. It's unclear whether today's offensive included soldiers from other Persian Gulf nations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's called her Saudi Arabian counterpart to stress the need for foreign forces in Bahrain to promote dialogue, not confrontation.
We're particularly concerned about increasing reports of provocative acts and sectarian violence by all groups.
This is NPR News. The Obama administration is going to conduct another environmental review of a proposed pipeline designed to carry oil from Canada's tar sands to refineries along the Gulf Coast. NPR's Martin Costi says environmental groups have been urging the administration to do that.
Environmentalists don't like tar sands oil because it produces more global warming gases than conventional oil. But the project has also run into resistance from some farmers and ranchers, especially in Nebraska, where the pipeline would cut across the delicate grasslands of the Sandhills region. Now the State Department says it will do a supplemental environmental impact statement. The company building the pipeline, TransCanada, says it will provide the U.S. with a secure supply of oil from a friendly neighbor. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The Drug Enforcement Administration has seized Georgia's supply of a key drug used for lethal injections, a move that has put on hold all executions in that state. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the agency has concerns about how the drug, sodium thiopental, was imported to the U.S.
Georgia's supply of sodium thiopental has come under criticism from death penalty opponents who say the state might be using a counterfeit drug from a British firm. The drug was most recently used in the January execution of a Georgia death row inmate. A DEA spokesman in Atlanta would only say that the agency has concerns about whether the state complied with rules and regulations governing importation of the drug. Sodium thiopental is a sedative used in combination with 2 other drugs to execute inmates. It has been in short supply after its sole American manufacturer stopped making it. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Then I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.